Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast, a show that offers you tips and strategies to help speakers build the business of their dreams. Now here's your host, 30-year industry veteran and business coach, Jane Atkinson.
Hey there, it's Jane Atkinson here with your Wealthy Speaker Podcast Quickie. We're going to bring you a very short and sweet session today that we'll talk about mining for business. How do you score business? What does that look like? If you're new to the industry, what does it look like? If you've been around a while, I want to give you a few reminders of things that maybe you haven't thought of lately, because I do think that sometimes those little reminders just take you back to the basics. It takes you back to the core of your business and you go, oh yeah, I used to do that in year one, two, and three. And I have been forgetting to do that of late. So let me just map out a couple of things for you. First, we have, as you know, the Ready, Aim, Launch. We're actually changing it. It used to be Ready, Aim, Fire, and we're changing it now to Ready, Aim, Launch. And that will be indicative in the Wealthy Speaker 3.0, which is coming out this fall. And I'm really excited. Launch makes sense. Fire, of course, was a little bit combative and we got some complaints about it. And we take things seriously. When somebody says, you know, I find that a little whatever, I listen. I'm not saying I change everything, but I am saying that that one probably needed to be changed. And thank you for those of you who might have thought that, maybe said something or didn't say something. So Ready, Aim, Launch is the sequence. In the ready stage, we're getting crystal clear. This is like the clarity phase. We're getting crystal clear on what we're selling. We're figuring out how much are we going to charge. We're deciding who our target audience is going to be. And we really want to nail down our marketing message. And over here at the Wealthy Speaker School, we call that a promise statement. So for those of you who've been around the block a time or two, when's the last time you checked in on your promise? Is it accurate? Could it maybe go a little bit narrower, like to solve maybe one problem rather than three, something like that? Perhaps it's time to revisit your promise statement. Your promise statement is something that goes front and center on your homepage and really allows people to see within 5 seconds how you are going to help them solve their problem. Okay? So in the ready phase of Ready, Aim, Launch, we get crystal clear on what we're selling and who we're selling it to and how much we're going to charge them. Then we roll into AIM, and AIM is all about marketing. And inside the school, we actually pop presentation skills into AIM because a great performance, a great presentation is your best form of marketing. So we actually have quite a significant amount of content in the AIM section of the school on presentation skills. The amazing Kelly Swanson just came back and did another master's class for us. We have quite a bit of content from her inside the school. So when it comes to marketing, we're talking mainly websites. Now, people ask me, and I'll write this in the Wealthy Speaker 3.0, do I need a one sheet? And I would say only if you have a very specific use for it. I have clients who are using it. We have students in the school who are using one sheet, but they're using it very specifically. When you are being introduced to a client, let's say you're sending out a series of emails, and I think links to your website are probably going to get opened maybe a little quicker than a PDF. So that's one of the reasons. The second reason is anything you could put on your one sheet should be on your website, and your website should really, I think, be your first kind of form of marketing. Are there other people out there who are using the one sheet a little bit differently? Yes, there are, and they're doing it well, and more power to them. I just personally don't believe it's necessary. I think that everything that you need to say on a one sheet should be said on your website and that you should be driving people to your website. So we talk heavily in AIM about websites and what needs to go on your website. And then once that's complete, once your speech is in place, we roll into launch. And in launch, we are rolling out to your target markets. We have decided ahead of time who you are going to put your outbound efforts towards. And we will often have one target market, maybe two, and tops three. If you could narrow it down to one, there are people in this industry who have had amazing careers all based on one target market. Rhonda Scarf, for instance, it's been all administrative professionals. She has gone all in on that. Ron Culberson years ago went all in on healthcare. I don't know if that's where he still is, but at one point was all in on healthcare. And if that's where you want to live, if you can decide on one target market, then that's great. I think that's a wonderful way to go. Now, just remember though, that your outbound approach could be your one, two, or three target markets, but who comes to you could be anyone. And if you're in the early stages of your business and you really haven't figured out who your people are yet, then that's great. Explore. You never know when you're going to find very, very deep, you know, you can go into my friend and client, Greg Schenkel, went deep into manufacturing. Mid-level leadership in manufacturing has been his baby for many, many moons, which is why he's getting million-dollar contracts in that area, because he is the person to go to, the guy in this case, could be the girl. So be thinking about who you are going to launch to. Now, one analogy that I really love, and we use it a lot here at the school, is like that, think about your business, especially if you're first starting out, like a blank farmer's field, just dirt, you know, acres and acres of dirt. And it's your job to start planting seeds. Then, you know, because we don't plant a seed, email somebody once and then just hope that it sprouts, we need to go back and fertilize. And when I say fertilize, I do not mean go and spread on the BS, not at all. I actually mean, let's nurture the relationship. What could these people use from you that you have? Maybe it's a recent podcast. Maybe it's something that you've written in a blog or an article that was written about you. Something that could be useful for them is great fertilizer. And when we do enough seeding and fertilizing, we will then see the harvest. Okay, so it's ready, aim, launch. If you're brand new to the game, how long should this take and how much could you expect to earn, say, in year one? Well, I think it's going to depend on your level of output, number one. So how many seeds are you willing to plant? And remember the story, don't forget, Kendra Hall launched her speaking career with 600 emails that went out to a very targeted association. She was delivering storytelling, and so the perfect association for her was the American Marketing Association. Those 600 emails got picked up. They were very interested. She went out and did a lot of potentially maybe low-fee, pro bono type gigs her first little bit, and then she came back and did it again and again and again. So 600 emails. Launched a career that is now probably seven figures, maybe multiple seven figures. And so know that this is a great way to launch, and it is truly a numbers game, just being out there in front of as many people as possible. Now, something that I've noticed, my team leader, Jen McDonough, she runs our school, all the emerging speaker programs in our school. Jen talks about how in years one, she was out there just doing everything, years one and two probably. And she wrote a blog and she did all kinds of things that she has now since scraped out of her business. So I think it's very interesting that if you could kind of be discerning about what you think you're going to enjoy doing long term, you know, if you don't love writing, then don't start a blog. Really commit to whatever it is that you're going to do. And don't be afraid to release things that you don't think are. I have been in massive release mode. I'm laughing because I have released Clubhouse. Thank you. Not for me. Wasn't rewarding or getting business. I have released LinkedIn Lives. We were doing them every Thursday for a period of time. Didn't see a lot of traction there. Thank you. Next. I have released, we blogged over here for probably 10 years of blogging. There's a ton of content over at speakerlauncher.com if you want to go a search in the blog, but we're going to switch over to video and do vlogging from here forward because I think I'm just a little bit burnt out on writing. So releasing has been something. Live events. I started to go down the road of doing a live event this November. And when I really stopped to analyze it, A, our live events have never been profitable. Other people are going to do them profitably, but I don't seem to be able to. And it felt like it was going to be this real uphill battle to put bums in seats. And I thought, why? Okay, it's off. I have a book launch. I have other things to, bigger fish to fry. We just canceled that as well. So, I mean, basically what I think I'm telling you if you're brand new to the scene is you try things and see if you love them because doing them for 5 and 10 years, you're going to need that love for it. And it might be that you do blog for 5 years and then don't do it anymore. And that would be fine too. Just really be aware of where your audience is bringing you a lot of feedback. And for me, it's you all. It's you listeners who have been listening to the podcast for a long time that have been bringing me a lot of feedback. Okay, so let's say if you're new on the scene, I have a couple of people in mind right now who have been out kind of planting seeds. And about the 9-month mark, they're starting to see some traction. And they are starting to see them find themselves. And I'm watching them on social media and they're talking about being at the airport. So I know they're out speaking. So I know that it's working. I would say that most of my clients are maybe a little bit surprised at how much work and time it takes to really start to build that traction. And we don't paint any rosy picture of $1 million in the first year over here at the Wealthy Speaker School. We're very realistic about what's possible. If you have built other businesses, I think you're going to find this is a little bit easier for you because you can just transfer all your skills and knowledge over. But if you're coming from scratch and you've never been an entrepreneur before, just give yourself some grace and expect a learning curve. Inside the Wealthy Speaker 3.0, I reiterate again that it's a 3-year launch. It takes 3 years to really launch and see a thriving business. You're going to need to go through all of the different phases. And one of the phases that you may decide to do if you're new in the industry is the rubber chicken circuit, which is where you'll go out and speak to anyone who will listen. Now, my suggestion is that you do that very strategically. Let's say you've decided that your people are going to be insurance and real estate. And if insurance and real estate are your people, then let's go do our freebies at that local real estate association monthly meeting, at the local insurance association monthly meeting. That's where we want to be seen because those are our people. Okay. So be strategic when you're getting on. We call it the rubber chicken circuit because the hotel chicken used to be rubbery, but luckily for you, it's come a long way, baby. And really the hotel lunches are quite delicious now. I think, I mean, I don't know, maybe a foodie would disagree. For those of you who have been around for a while, here's what I want to say. When we start in launch mode, we always start warm. Think of it like kind of like a bullseye target practice type thing. We start with that bullseye, the warm group of people who already know, like, and trust you first. And then ring number one is target market number one, ring number two, et cetera, target number market number two. So don't forget, if you've been doing business for a while, to continually circle back to the people who already know, like, and trust you. And if you can go back to them with something fresh and new, you know, there's all this talk on the horizon about, geez, all kinds of things. There's talk of recession. If you can say, you know, how to do this, how to solve this problem, even in a recession, maybe that's a new talk title that you can take back to people who have already hired you. If you can help, I mean, I hear on one hand, I hear layoffs, and then on another hand, I hear staffing shortages. So I don't even know what to believe anymore in terms of what's going on out there in terms of workforce. But there, if there's a problem that's hit the Wall Street Journal in the last few months, then you could be addressing that and taking a new talk title out to your target market. Now, please know, I am not saying it has to be outside of your realm of expertise. No, no, no. I'm saying massage your expertise to fit with what's going on in the headlines today. Okay? Float an idea, float a talk title. And if you send it out to 100 people and nobody bites on the talk title, then you'll know, okay, maybe I need to go back with something else, or maybe I need to try a second round and see if I get any traction from that, or maybe I need to change it and come back with something new. Okay? So basically, your talk titles, I think, can be fluid, and they can allow you to be, and it's not like you're changing your talk entirely every time. You're basically taking whatever's in the headlines today and you're massaging your existing talk to make that relevant to whoever's on the buying end. I think when you are in launch mode, really making sure that you start with who's in your circle. I have a new client right now, and she has, I think it's 30 or 40,000 followers on Instagram. And well, we're going to use that. We're going to be starting warm with the people who already know, like, and trust her and say, hey, I have something new. I'm adding speaking to the mix. Can you help me? And it's not that we want to ask people once, can you help me? We actually want to ask them like three times, because number one, they don't get it sometimes. Number two, they didn't hear it or digest it. And we just need to remind people. I think it's the second and third emails that really grab people's attention, and they recognize, oh yeah, actually, I've been thinking about this, and I do know of someone who could use your services. So be aware of starting very, very warm when you go into launch and working your way out. So that's it for me on mining your business. I think that what's really important about mining for business is just being out there and doing your outreach consistently. Don't forget that one email does not make a test, okay? Three emails, four emails, five emails. We've heard in sales that, you know, it's like the 12th touch that people actually buy on. And gosh, I hope it doesn't take that long, but just be out there and be consistently showing up with the value, with the problem that you can help solve. Be constantly feeding the world value. And I think that you will find that your mining for business becomes much, much easier. So stay tuned. We have some very, very exciting things happening at the Wealthy Speaker School coming up this fall, the launch of the Wealthy Speaker 3.0 book. I cannot wait. If you've read any of the earlier versions, do not think that you don't need this book, because it is entirely new and updated. We did over 200 updates in the last version, and this one has been like almost a complete rewrite. So just know that you're going to want to pick up the Wealthy Speaker 3.0. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you soon, Wealthy Speakers. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. If you need help building the speaking business of your dreams, head over to WealthySpeakerSchool.com and take advantage of our 20-minute next step call. Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast.